And welcome. That's the intro song for the show, and I'm your host, Ralphie, streaming live in New Zealand every Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. And today we have some wonderful guests back in the show. Bird Machine has come back to us. They've got some new music. We're going to have a chat to them both. It's going to be a great time. I went back into my Bandcamp purchases today and looked through some really old purchases of New Zealand music. I've been supporting New Zealand music for years. A band that I saw live back when they had five people in the room. It's a band called Ash Eye, better known now these days as Decades. If you like Paramore, you like them. One of their greatest songs of all time is a song called Beautiful Surrender. And when you buy their music on Bandcamp, they give you an acoustic version of the song, usually quite rocky with electric guitars and everything. But yeah, love this acoustic version. I'm going to play it for you right now. And on the tail end of this, I've got Bird Machine for you. Sit back, relax. We're here for an hour. You stood. The room was glowing with that invitation to lose. Your open hand awaits. Inside it's your key. I place my conviction shaking. What to go? And I feel this beautiful surrender. And it's clouding out of feet. And is this beautiful surrender, or just another that we chose to body? So I'll search for all the lines. I promise myself to find, but the feeling faded. Forgetting all goodbyes under cover of the NZ. That first song is by Ash Eye, renamed themselves to Decades. Today we have Bird Machine back in the studio today. Welcome, Luke and Jenna. How's it going?
Pretty good.
How's it going?
You have both been busy, I see.
Yes, yep. We've had a busy year.
Busy creative, well, life really. So, we've had you in the podcast before. Now, Bird Machine is, of course, Luke and Jenna, a pair of lovers from Australia / New Zealand, combining some really cool songs as alt-rock, dream pop. What else would you call it?
I'd like to inject a bit of shoegaze in there.
Love
and,
the shoegaze.
That probably encompasses it pretty well.
Well, describe what you've been up to since we last caught up with you.
All right. Well, we were in Australia for a bit, visiting home. We played a gig there, which was really fun. And then since we've been back, we started to record some demos for a new album, and we've written how many songs?
About 12 songs. We did, I think since we talked to you last, the EP wasn't released before we talked to you last, so we've released an EP since we talked to you.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We've released some singles.
Well, you made it happen. You weren't, you made a plan and you executed it, and here we are in the future.
That's right.
New Zealand's great at doing that. By the way, welcome everyone to the future. We have a few guests from the United States. We're a day ahead of you. Thanks for tuning in. Cool. LA, out of all places, has joined us today, as well as the main centres in New Zealand, including Auckland and Hamilton joining us today. But yeah, today we've got Bird Machine. You can check out more of their music at birdmachinemusic.com, as well as Bandcamp, birdmachinemusic.bandcamp.com. Well, we've got a 3-song showcase today, so I think we just get started with that. Please introduce your first song and tell us what it's about. We're a storytelling podcast, so tell us about Time and Space.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Time and Space was written after an experience we had now a year and a bit ago. We have two kids, two little redhead sons, and they were with their auntie at the time in a car accident on an 80K zone.
Oh, no.
And when we got onto the crash site, it was a pretty horrific sight, except for miraculously everyone in the accident came out of it alive, and it was a miracle, really.
Praise the Lord.
We came on site and there was like 3 ambulances and the whole road was blocked for, you know, several hundred meters. I don't know, quite a long time. And when I got to the ambulance, I could hear my 2-year-old screaming. And I just, afterwards, you know, we went to the hospital. He had a concussion and a swollen head. And we got home that night. We were discharged. And I was just like, me and Luke looked at each other and were like, man, today could have been a totally different outcome. And I was looking and I was reminded around the house of, like, you know, some of the things the kids had done when they weren't being good, you know, drawings on the wall, stains on the carpet. And I was like, if something had happened to them, all of a sudden those things would be like treasures to us. And it made us think a lot about how with grief, once someone's gone, when you've lost somebody, the thing that you're left with is often the absence of sounds or, you know, moments that you would have with them that haunt you and remind you of their absence. And so the song is actually talking about when you've lost somebody and how that feels and going through that grief.
Wow, that's really a powerful story. Luke, do you have anything to add?
Oh, just like a little bit of trivia, I guess, for some of the lyrical inspiration. In my verses, kind of came from a ghostly experience we had when we were in Croatia, because my family's from Croatia and we're staying my old family home where no one's lived there for decades. And there was one night where we could just hear what sounded like a chair or a table being scraped across the floor above us.
And some footsteps.
And footsteps.
No way.
As well, like, which it was pretty unmistakable, I think. And then, you know, we kind of froze up, and then I plucked up the courage to go and look upstairs, and there was nothing there. But it was just kind of that imagery and the feeling of that, I guess, inspired some of the lyrical content.
Yeah, so it talks about there's movement upstairs, there's someone dragging a chair. And I remember when I was younger, and probably most kids would remember, when you're hearing the noise of your parents moving around, it's kind of like a familiar noise that you find comforting at nighttime. And then once there's no noise, then it's like you're more like scared and nervous. So that's kind of the combination of where those lyrics came from.
Beautiful. Birdmachinemusic.com. Check them out. Song called Time and Space. Song called Time and Space. Artist is Bird Machine. We have the duo right now. Luke and Jenna, welcome back. Beautiful song. Well recorded. It kind of made me emotional. I don't think I'd be this emotional if I didn't hear the backstory too. So I do agree. Time is so precious, but also it's the connections that we make during our time on this planet. So I'm... Even if it's digitally like I'm doing now, I'm really grateful to be sharing this moment with you and sharing your music out to the world as well. That's what it's all about. And
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, so how does it feel to have achieved this EP? Now that you've done it, what's next?
Well, yeah, I guess it definitely feels like an accomplishment because we did everything ourselves. And so we've gradually been acquiring gear just home in a spare bedroom. We recorded it all by ourselves at home. We did all the production. Jenna did all the mixing. The mastering we did outsource, but that was the only thing. And I think it's really encouraging to hear it played on the radio, like on your radio and some of the other stations around, and one time, you know, I just flicked on the car radio and I heard Time and Space, that song, come on just randomly, and so yeah, it definitely feels like we've accomplished something, and now we're keen to take the lessons we've learned from that recording experience and make the upcoming records even better.
Absolutely. And give some space and time, ironically, for this record as well, to let it breathe and have the natural growth of its listenership. I hope to hear it in the grocery stores, for instance. I know some grocery stores are playing New Zealand music wherever else, really. So we'll certainly do our part. KiwiRadio.nz is a great hub for New Zealand music. We now have labels and artists directly messaging us, which is really good. And we thank you all for it. It's all about the community. Speaking of community, tell us what is happening in your world in terms of other New Zealand music that you love.
Well, someone that I'm really into is Vera Allen. And she's kind of like a post-punk sort of outfit, I guess.
Yeah, we've actually had Vera on the podcast.
There you go. Awesome.
None, so.
Fantastic. Yeah. You probably know more than me, but I've been following her music. She put out her first album with Flying Nun, I think, last year, and I thought that was a great album. And then she just dropped her new one, Ideal Home Noise, which I'm really enjoying. I think there's a lot of depth of emotion, a lot of musicianship demonstrated in there, and I think it deserves a lot of attention. So I just kind of wanted to give her a bit of a plug.
She was recently named Best Alternative Artist last year at the Aotearoa Music Awards and Wellington Bay, signed to Flying Nun. If you don't mind, we'll actually play her song next, Homewrecker, and then back to your spotlight with your two wonderful songs to go. So, let's play some music right now, if you don't mind. This is Vera Allen.
Cool.
Check her out. Homewrecker. Vera Allen with a song called Homewrecker. For those of you digging into our archives, we are now episode 79 right now. You can check out Vera Allen's episode on episode 43, and we also had Bird Machine first appearance on episode 54. And to find out all those archives, just head along and support the servers by going to the supporter page there. And welcome back, Bird Machine. The next song is called Twice in the Heart. Quite a strong song title. What's it about?
Yeah. Well, this song is a bit of a, you know, love song, or it's talking about relationships and how, you know, this one is specifically talking about a relationship that's on the brink of falling apart. And the statement that's made, can lightning strike twice in the heart, is talking about, you know, when you fall in love and it's this magical moment, it can feel like you're being struck by lightning in a good way, and when it kind of starts to fall apart, you can be sitting there wondering, you know, is it worth leaving, or will I regret this if I leave this? Can this reignite? So that statement, can lightning strike twice in the heart, is the hope for things to go back to what they were or to get better, basically. Yeah.
What's your advice for me and my wife, who is happily together now for 15 years, married for, and I think patience is one key factor of a longevity in terms of relationships, but we'll give it back, the microphone, to you, Luke, and tell us what's been the success of of your relationship with Jenna, and give some people some positivity and advice for that.
All right. Well, just a disclaimer, I'm not qualified at all to do this, but
of course you are. You're in a podcast, and the internet never lies. We're fully qualified.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose there's a billion opinions out there. Most of the things you read are not from anyone who's qualified to make the statements anyway, but I would think that, you know, love and caring for someone is a choice. You know, so it's not necessarily this kind of magical thing that you fall in and out of, but it's you choose to love that person or to care for that person. And so at any point in your relationship, if you feel it's something slipping or whatever, both of you can always choose to I guess, to love each other again or to love each other more. And I think just acceptance of the other person in the entirety without having to feel like you have to control every aspect of your relationship or everything they say and do, you know.
And I think you need to be willing to let go of things. You can't expect have too high expectations of yourself or your partner and be willing to let go of the past and forgive, really. I think if you can be a really forgiving person and someone that sees the best in others, that'll be the best traits, I think, to success and staying in love forever, kind of thing.
There you go.
Thank you.
Why the crowd goes wild. Some wild wisdom from a happily happy relationship and a fruitful one at that. Jenna and Luke making some wonderful music. A pair of lovers in New Zealand making some beautiful things. And you go check them out, please, at birdmachinemusic.com. I'll tell you what, who is qualified. I'm a freak for podcasts, and that would be Dr. John Deloney, who actually has a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and Humanities, probably the best mental health and relationship podcast on the internet. But yeah, no, awesome. You guys are pretty up there. You're probably a close third.
Not bad, not bad.
We've unofficially created your first episode just now. So stay tuned, everybody. They're so diverse. They're getting into the podcasting scene as well.
Yeah.
Love advice with Bird Machine. And shall we play the song then?
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much for everyone for listening to KiwiRadio.nz. Don't forget we are simulcast on upfm.co.nz. Thank you. That is absolutely beautiful. Bird Machine is the band. Twice in the Heart is the song. I'm a real sucker for piano and strings. Was that organic strings or was that a keyboard? It's just so good.
It's a very convincing plugin.
Oh, yes.
It's hello plugin.
Tell us the plugin. We have geeks listening in every week, so me being one of them.
Tina. Oh, gosh, I don't want to botch up the last name. Gludo or something like that. where did we get it from? Oh, I can't remember off the top of my head, but Tina. If you look up a Tina cello plugin, it's awesome. Cool. It's recorded in a Sony studio, I believe.
Speaking of nerdy stuff, so you mentioned you did everything yourself. Jenna was doing the mixing and Luke was helping with the recording and, of course, the instrumentation. But you outsourced the mastering. Who did that?
Yes, that was James Elliott Melham. He's from the UK.
Cool.
Yeah, he was
awesome. Where did we find him?
Found him on Sound Better. It's a website where you can, I guess, hire services of professionals in the industry, and you can see the stuff they've done in the past. So his work looks pretty impressive. So yeah, he does our mastering.
Good to know. We know other musicians listening in every week as well, so it's sometimes good to insert the industry stuff as well as the emotional stuff of the storytelling and everything. So there you go. That's one for the nerds. Now, you guys are going to be playing live at Breaking Sound. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm so, such a good music journalist, aren't I? The best in the country, yeah. Ralphie, the music specialist at kiwiradio.nz. If you're listening in live right now, it's just reached 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, 18th April 2023. Of course, you could be listening to the replay as well, because we record everything, and you can download the MP3s at kiwiradio.nz. But yeah, as of today, it's 18th of April 2023. Tell us about the gig in, I believe, 2 days' time with Breaking Sound.
Yeah, so Breaking Sound is on this Thursday, starts at 7 p.m. It's at Cassette 9, which is on K Road, right? Pretty sure that's K Road. And so there's we're one of four in the lineup for the night. So it looks like it's going to be a really cool lineup, be a lot of fun. And, I know we're pumped for it, so I think everyone else should be too.
Oh, awesome. Well, Breaking Sound, if you didn't know, they specialise in showcasing some of the hottest emerging artists from premium locations around New Zealand, and with Cassette 9, you need to be in Auckland for that one. So that starts at 7 p.m. this Thursday, 20th April 2023. It's going to be Bird Machine, Brad Hunter, Jack Bromwich, and Back to the Hillside. $15 advance tickets or $20 at the door. Be there or be square. Speaking of be there, be square, we're down to your third track. I'm Right Here. Yep, fittingly named, because I'm right here. How did you know where I was?
Yeah. Good guess.
Yeah? Is the second verse going to be telling people my GPS location or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's it about? I don't want to guess. What's it about?
Well, I'll just add a little aside here. It's my favourite song from the EP, and I think kind of the most sort of epic one. It's about like fragile moments in partner relationships. So again, some more relationship stuff. It's kind of, but not like 100% about relationships. Perhaps it's also about regretting like the loss of the past. So maybe the loss of, you know, the way things were when you were a kid, carefree and all that sort of thing, or just some other period in your life. But then learning to see validity in the present and being able to come to terms and accept that and be happy with whatever it is at present. Mm. And that's what it's about in a nutshell.
Anything to add, Jenna?
Not exactly, but this one is probably our favourite to perform live too, I would say. So if you want to hear the live version, it's a fun, epic kind of song that would be cool in a stadium.
It's arena rock.
Arena rock. And with your set coming up this Thursday, what can people expect live? What are you going to be doing?
Who's playing? We'll be doing the songs from the EP, and there will also be one song that will be coming up as a single in the next
few months. So one bonus song there that's unreleased. And I think people can expect, you know, a high energy sort of show that would be a lot of fun with some upbeat stuff there, as well as the kind of more slower, pensive things and atmospheric things as well.
So expect fun and a bit of feels as well.
Now, people can support your music by getting your merchandise on your website. Will there be any merch on Thursday?
There'll be some cards that will be given out that have a discount code that you can get online, that you can order online. Ooh. So exclusive to those who come to the gig.
Yeah, because we do the merchandise via drop shipping. So, you know, you place an order and then it gets made and sent to you.
And fair enough. You guys are the creatives, right? So we need other things, you know, other people, or in this case AI, are helping out as well. I totally relate as an independent musician myself. You are both, before we go, I have to say, you are both probably two of the most talented songwriters that we've had in the 79 episodes on KiwiRadio.nz.
Wow.
And I really do mean that. So I hope everyone goes to your Bandcamp, which is birdmachinemusic.bandcamp.com, to help support your creative outlets. Anything else, anything to add before we kind of leave you to it?
First of all, thank you for having us, and thank you for that massive compliment, which obviously means a lot to us. It's good to have encouragement, you know, because when it feels like you're not really making waves or anything, but then there have been plenty of times when people have personally talked to us about how they've been moved by something in our music, and we found that to be really rewarding. And that's kind of our ultimate goal is to move people in some way, you know, in the pursuit of our music. So
I mean, that's what,
for adding that.
Oh, no, it's completely like 100% real, my comments. Music is the industry of feelings, and you got me in the feels. So there we go, Bird Machine, and I really do mean it. Two wonderful songwriters. Jenna, her pipes, just amazing. The piano playing, the fake strings, the guitar playing, everything, obviously. So go check out that record at birdmachinemusic.com. And straight after this track, you'll be off the phone, obviously, but we will... I want to play like Our Kind, because that's like my favorite from your discography.
Yeah.
So we're going to play that as well. But that pretty much wraps up the show. Have a great gig for Thursday. Everyone, please, if you're in Auckland and you're listening in right now, this Thursday, 20th of April, 2023, say hello to Bird Machine. Tell them that you heard them on KiwiRadio.nz, the coolest place for New Zealand music with the best, host, really. Positive affirmation goes both ways, right? You were about to tell me I was the best host, right? Like, I knew
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. That was the second thing I had planned to say. Yeah.
your check will come in the mail. Thank you very much. Totally sponsored by Bird Machine. That's it. We'll play the music, and that'll be that. I want to say stay cool, stay creative. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Jenna, for both being on the show again.
Thank you very much
for having us.
We'll see you next time.
All the best for Thursday. And this is their sign out. Well, their next tune before the sign out tune. I'm right here, Bird Machine.
I am strong enough for now to bear the load. And it's so I hope that it never falls apart.
Welcome to KiwiRadio.nz, the coolest underground club on the internet. The internet is a big space, so thank you for joining us and being here right now. I'm right here. Yes, play on words there, seeing as though that song's called I'm Right Here by Bird Machine. Go check them out at Cassette 9 in Auckland this Thursday, 20th April 2023. You know what song, what artist came up on my feed today? Lisa Crawley. Every time Lisa releases new music, I get excited. I actually just messaged her now. I don't know if she'll reply because she kind of bounces back and forth within New Zealand and LA. So she's in LA at the moment. Actually, if you're in LA right now, we do have listeners in America, LA listening. Lisa Crawley is a really awesome singer, pianist. So you can check her out at the Dresden in LA on the April 30th, Bedford, UK, May 9th, so forth. She's playing Piano Smithfield. All these gigs are announced on her Instagram.com/Lisa Crawley Music, or check her out at lisacrawley.com. And I actually don't know what the song's going to sound like. So, but everything Lisa touches is gold. I'm going to play that next. Lisa Crawley, song called Without You. And we'll go, close off with one of my favorite songs from our guests today, Bird Machine, with a song called Our Kind. And I just want to say thank you for joining us live every week with this beautiful podcast, 79 episodes in. Of course, you got America listening in today. Sydney, Australia has just joined in as well as New Zealand. And I just want to thank you so much. Auckland, Hamilton, where else is showing up on the map here? It's really interesting looking at these dots. Christchurch is listening in today. Christchurch, this one's for you.
Cha-cha, Christchurch.
Yeah. That button, I love pressing. wradio.nz. That has my official seal of approval there. It's really good when Lisa Crawley gets back to her roots with some amazing bass lines. Well done, Lisa. You've done New Zealand proud. And hopefully the people over there in LA, USA are just, you know, lapping you up like a good bowl of cereal. I don't know where I'm going with that one. But yeah, if you go to lisacrawley.com/music, another one of my favorite bass lines from Lisa Crawley is a song called Best Thing in the Room. It's the artwork there with the red colors and stuff. Go find that one. That's a good one. And yeah, that's pretty much the show, guys. I want to thank our sponsors every week. Auckland Mama Market. .co.nz, new and stylish products at market prices, dedicated to those with babies and young children, 0 to 5 year olds. Yeah, we do events all around Auckland. Check us out, AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz, as well as RebellionGaia.com. If you have a Steam account, which Steam is, by the way, for all the gamers out there, go check out that RPG game, role-playing game, and sink some hours into that wonderful story that is RebellionGaia.com. Thanks for sponsoring the show. And, of course, for everyone that's joining in as a, you know, as a member of the website, which will unlock all the wonderful 79 episodes that we have and counting as an MP3 download. You can shell in for $2 a month, $5 a month, New Zealand, and you will get instant access to that library and, of course, help with our hosting, our web hosts, our domain names, all that sort of stuff. We are a non-profit radio station, so everything we make goes back to the web hosting and then some, you know, like we always schedule kind of like bi-monthly purchases on Bandcamp and make sure that we, you know, buy our music as well. We buy our music through DJ libraries and everything, and we do all that stuff as well, so make sure those artists get paid. And if you want to support Bird Machine, go check them out at Cassette 9 this Thursday, 20th April, 2023. Doors open at 7 p.m. Or go check them out on Bandcamp, birdmachinemusic.bandcamp.com. That is the plug. And this is the last song. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. This is I'm Right Here, playing on Kiwi Radio and Up FM.
It's a long way home, but I've been here before. I am strong enough for now to bear the load. And it's easier than fighting with the pain.
rest of the show. Thank you very much, Bird Machine. Go check him out. The song is I'm Right Here. Well, hope you have a wonderful week. Now, next Tuesday, we have a long weekend here in New Zealand. It's Anzac Day next week, so we won't be doing a live show then, because I'll be putting my feet up. Hopefully it'll be a sunny day. I'll be outdoors, if that's the case, with my family. But I hope you have a good Tuesday. We'll chuck on some replays of other shows next Tuesday, but we'll be back the week after. We've got a ton of wonderful guests coming up on the show. So many goodies. If you want to be on the show, please hit us up on our Discord channel on bottom right hand page of kiwiradio.nz and sign up to Discord and say hello. But basically, if you want to know who's coming up on the show, we have Will Saunders, JT Plus Agnostics, Roger Skinner, Monolith, Dolphin Friendly, Marmalade, who's friends with Cohen from Odds and Ends. Thank you, by the way, Cohen, for sending us your entire discography of Odds and Ends, and just being a really good promoter of New Zealand music. And Tomahawk has a new record as well. Louise from Sonic Space Lab will be joining us as well as he makes new music and announces those tunes. We have a ton of exclusives coming on the radio station. You know, songs that you won't hear elsewhere. We're breaking ground here on the podcast, which is really cool. I love it. And I hope you love it too. That's the new music coming from Aotearoa, New Zealand. See you, I guess, same time, same channel. I'll put the autobot on it for some more music. If you listen in on Tuesdays, in about an hour's time, we have the Dr. Deloney show. I was speaking to Jenna and Luke about that. Probably the best mental health podcast in the planet, about relationship, marriages, finances, and just a really interesting show. That's why we've highlighted it on Tuesday nights as well. That's on about 9:30 p.m. tonight. And of course, some Mike and the Night replays at midnight, because at midnight something's moving you. So sit back, relax with Mike Martins. It's a live call-in show, actually. So if you have Skype, add him, Mike Martins 1980. Say hello, Ralphie sent you from Kiwi Radio, and it's a live call-in show, so you can literally talk about anything. So if you can't reach Dr. Deloney, you can reach Mike, and of course you can reach me if you're. Well, we're a music show, so we kind of need to talk about music. So hopefully, if you know someone who knows someone who knows someone that has a band or a songwriting project, we're really the place to be. 79 episodes in. Whew. That feels good. What are we going to do at the 100th episode, I wonder? It's coming. It's getting there, right? We've got to do something. Anyways, babbling. Thank you, New Zealand. Thank you, Christchurch. Thank you, Auckland. Thank you, Australia, for joining us today. And thank you, America, the land of the free. Yep. Before I go, remember, you can check out all the replays, kiwiradio.nz, as MP3 downloads for free. And big shout out to upfm.co.nz. If you like techno, trance, dance, all that good stuff, head over to our sister radio station, upfm.co.nz. All right, I think I will sign out. Thanks again. And remember, Cassette 9 Thursday, if you want to check out Bird Machine, please do. And say hello to Jenna and Luke. Tell them you heard them on Kiwi Radio. And that's pretty much me. All right. See you not next Tuesday, the Tuesday after. You know what I mean, right? Well, anyways, we'll play some replays for you next week. Enjoy your upcoming long weekend and all that sort of jazz. And thank you, New Zealand. I have spoken.